superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I want to start there.
Mookie Betts is doing everything.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We're going to hear about the superstar Mookie Betts.
The Rich Eisen Show.
We just got to bounce back. This isn't the scenario that we wanted.
The Rays are going to win in 7.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Coming up, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, plus actor and comedian Patton Oswalt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Wow, we just had quite a commercial break with breaking stories here at the top of hour number 3 here on this busy Wednesday. Just a couple of things to just hit you on right now Odell Beckham Jr., according to Ross Dellinger and Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated, Odell has received a 2-year ban from LSU. Remember he handed out cash to LSU players on the field, and we thought, was that real? Was that real?
Definitely,
it was real money.
Definitely real.
And LSU has told Odell he's got to stay away.
Apparently he handed out over $2,000 worth of 100s during that wild scene.
That was wild. And Ryan Fitzpatrick has spoken about Tua getting the gig. And to say that he is gutted by the decision is an understatement. We'll have that later on in this hour. Patton Oswalt, the delightful and funny actor and comedian. He's got a virtual comedy show called Patton Oswalt Arms Length. We'll be talking about that with him. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. There's a new head coach in the NBA as well to announce. That's Stan Van Gundy. He's now the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Really? Oh, that just went down?
Boy, you take one commercial break and a Woj bomb goes off and a Pat Forty goes off. And
a big Patrick Mahomes announcement.
Yeah.
Is that right? What is that?
He's going to be a girl dad.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hashtag girl dad.
Oh, man. That's amazing. A girl dad and his teammate. So that means you got to make sure that you hit the girl side of the registry, Travis Kelce. You there, Travis? Back here in the Rich Eisen Show. You there?
Yes, I am.
That is
I am.
What news? By the way, can you tell Mahomes something for me, please? Will you mind telling me, Rich? You know, again, on behalf of all guys out there, you know, I'm a happily married man for 2 decades. Coming up, but for those who aren't married, you know, proposing to your longtime girlfriend the day you get a Super Bowl ring in which you're the MVP, I mean, that sets a very high bar for many guys. That's just it's very difficult. He's left no room.
Hard act to follow. I'll tell you that.
He's left no room for anybody. He's left no room. He set the bar so high, it's absurd. You know?
No, trust me, I know. I've heard it.
Did I touch a nerve, a particular nerve, Travis?
No, nothing. No, it's been talked about. It's been relayed. The message has been relayed. And just going to have to capitalize on it there, Rich.
Yep. Well, that's what it's about. It's about capitalizing on opportunities, right, Travis? That's how you get a Super Bowl ring. That's how it works.
Right there.
In this day and age.
That's how you get a ring in general.
How is that?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. I hear you. How is life for you? It seems like everything is going fine. And obviously, things, the little hiccup we can call maybe against the Raiders. But other than that, it seems like you picked up where you left off. Is that a fair assessment, Travis?
Yes. And I think we've, with all the wacky stuff that's gone on over the offseason and the beginning of the season with this COVID stuff, and just all the protocols and the switching up the games, handling adversity. We've been very fortunate to have a lot of guys back. So handling adversity is still kind of familiar, knowing that guys are holding each other accountable. The culture is already in the building. Coach Reed has done an unbelievable job of keeping guys motivated and wanting to do more. If not saying the guys already don't have that mentality, but he's done an unbelievable job of leading us in the right direction, and none better than coming off of a loss and getting ready for a Monday night game.
And in terms of culture in the building and adding people to it, here comes Le'Veon Bell. Have you seen him yet? Have you crossed paths with Lev yet?
Travis? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's in the building. I believe he just spoke to the media today about it, and he's getting acclimated. What you love about Le'Veon so far is just his energy, man. He brings energy every single day, every single time he touches the ball. You can see he electrifies the field. I mean, he's that kind of guy, and I'm sure Coach Reed is just licking his chops on how he can implement him in the offense and get him going early.
Have you sent a thank you note to the Jets yet? I know Le'Veon hasn't played yet, but have you sent that thank you note? Because I can give you the address if you need it.
No, I'm not going to. I won't thank the Jets. I will thank Brett Veach for pulling a rabbit out of his hat again. Yet again, man, that guy, he's got a knack for making the right decisions, and I think this is yet another one.
Now, obviously, you don't want to stunt the growth of Elair, who is just dynamite, and had a great, remarkable game in the Monday night rain in Buffalo. How is he handling the fact that there's going to be some sort of sharing, I imagine, of touches that he might want for himself? Travis.
No, Clyde isn't that guy. Clyde is a team guy. Obviously, who doesn't want to have the ball in their hands and be trusted with the ball in their hands every single play? I mean, we have playmakers everywhere on this offense, and I think Clyde has the right mentality. He's a very humble dude that just comes in, works his tail off, and when his number's called, he's ready to go off and have some fun. But I think that's kind of unique about everybody in this offense, is that nobody's really selfish in that regard. Everyone's kind of selfless and just trying to, you know, do their parts and when their number's called, you know, make a play.
I mean, you're part of it all, Travis Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. And by that I mean, okay, so you're going to go out on some routes and catch some touchdowns from Mahomes as you did on Monday night. And then you're part and parcel of a run game that racks up 245 yards. My buddy Brian Baldinger pointed out that you basically ran only three running plays all night, about 46 times over. Is that accurate? Did you run only just a handful of the same plays over and over again at the Bills?
There were a few plays that we ran back to back, and there were a few plays that I would say it was a little bit more than three, but we knew that we had to force the defense to play us in the run game, and you know, I guess their mentality was to try and stop the big play. So the safeties and backers were at depth, and our offensive line did an unbelievable job of just coming off the ball and just creating a new line of scrimmage. And it made it easy for myself to get to second level blocks, and it made it easy for Clyde and the running backs to pick apart the defense. And sure enough, I mean, 200 and I think it was 60 yards, like you said, later, it's a win on the board.
So what do you like best? Catching the touchdowns or being part of hitting people in the mouth or something like that? What do you like?
You got to love them both, man. You got to love them both. You got to be equally as fired up when you get a good block that can spring a guy, as well as getting in the end zone and taking a hit to put up 6 points, man. It's just a love for the game, man. You got to find those little itty-bitty parts of the game that you can just flourish in. You can just really appreciate doing your job and being held accountable and coming through for your guys.
Now, you hear it quite a bit around the league. We're banged up. This, that, the other thing. Offensive linemen being banged up. I'm staring directly at the Cowboy fan on our set right now, and TJ Jefferson, who's sitting there not knowing why he needs his head on a swivel during the Travis Kelce interview, why I'm calling him out. But you guys have got some injuries as well, and you hit people in the mouth, and you got 200-some-odd yards rushing. To what do you attribute all that, Travis?
Well, I think one is the culture. We were just talking about how Coach Reed always kind of sets the tone and holds everyone accountable. And it's not just the starters; it's the guys that the fill-in pieces, knowing that they're only a step away or a play away from getting their opportunity to go in and make a play for the team. And I think that room, that offensive line room, is such a tight room, and it's very businesslike. And that's hats off to Coach Heck. Coach Andy Heck has been in the O-line room since I've been here, and there's never been a flaw in how he coaches and how he gets guys ready and prepared for the game. And it's 1 through 10 or however many linemen we got, everybody is definitely an understanding of what they're doing and the mentality that they have to have going out there. And sure enough, I mean, it was on display this week.
A few more minutes left with Travis Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, you're visiting Denver this week. A couple things just leap to mind here. This is the spot where Mahomes got a little bit of he wet his beak a little bit at the end of the season in Alex Smith's last season there as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. We just saw the Miami Dolphins make a move to Tua. What is that like in a locker room where you know that there's a kid who's really special, but you also adore the veteran quarterback that you want to play for? Walk me through, do you think that Miami Dolphins players might be going through that potentially you guys did in that situation, Travis?
A lot of mixed feelings, and granted every situation is different, but a lot of mixed feelings because especially for when Alex was here, for the situation that we went through in Kansas City, everybody wanted to win the Super Bowl for Alex, man. To see that guy come in and compete his tail off, never shy away from the moment, never point a finger, just always, you know, stood up in front of the team and demanded accountability and excellence. And, you know, knowing that you got something special in your back pocket, man, it's always going to be a business at the end of the day. So it's an unfortunate situation, and you all feel for the veteran guy that's taken kind of the high road out, and it's just, I don't know, it's pretty unfortunate, especially when you see Fitzpatrick talk about it like that. You knew he was invested, and he really wanted to take this team and keep winning and keep leading this team the way he was. You know, Tua was a great guy. He's a great player. And I'm sure the Dolphins will have success with Tua out there on the field. And if they don't, I'm sure Fitzmagic will be able to come in and fill the role like he always has.
I bet. And how about Alex Smith coming back, making it all the way back, and then carrying Aaron Donald on his back for a couple of steps in the return? I'm sure you saw all that, right?
Smitty? Oh, yeah, man. I mean, how can you not get fired up about that entire situation? I'm just so excited that he's back playing football. He looked like he was having fun. Trying to sling it around there, trying to avoid Aaron Donald in the pocket, man. I'm sure it was fun for him to get his feet wet again, and to see his wife and kids in the stands and going crazy. You know, that was just an awesome scene to witness, knowing everything he's gone through.
He's such a top-notch human, that guy, Alex Smith. He really is.
One of the best, man.
No doubt.
One of the best.
No doubt. And then in Denver, you know, what is it like a mile high? Seriously, like, do you have to do anything different? Do you find it that it's difficult to keep your breath up there for a game like that?
I'd be silly to say that I don't feel anything. I mean, heck, I'll walk up a flight of steps and feel way different. You know what I mean? But just chest pumping, lungs trying to find oxygen. It's a different feeling. By the time the second quarter, second half come around, you're acclimated and everything. But for that first quarter, man, you're sucking wind, and there's not much you can do about it. And with COVID and everything, I don't know how they're going to do the oxygen tanks on the sideline. We'll have to figure that one out.
Interesting. How about that? Okay. And then I guess, is somebody going to have to attest for the change in altitude with Andy Reid's visor system? That it seemed to take a step back this week, to be honest with you, Travis. The visor system took a step back this past week in Buffalo.
That precipitation, man. The rain will get you. It'll fog you up. No matter what you got going, hopefully we can figure it out. And if not, Coach Reed's just going to have to handle adversity like he coaches it.
You know what we need for him, Travis? How does he not have a visor wipe guy? How do we not have? I mean, if Jerry Jones is a glasses clean guy, how does Andy not have a visor wipe guy? How do we not have that?
You know, I don't. How do you assign a guy to that? You know, it's just it's such a manly sport to assign a guy to Andy Reid's visor. I just think it's just. It's a hard position to put somebody in.
It's kind of, but we got to have it though. I mean, coaches have a get back guy, right? I mean, doesn't Sean McVay's got a guy tells him to get back? You got to get back. How about a visor back guy? Like, we got to have that. We got to do something.
Maybe make the get back guy have a dual role. Get him going. You know, your advisor and a get back guy.
That's right. Sometimes you got to play special teams too, right, Travis? You know what I mean? You
got to make it. Exactly. I'm a backup long snapper over here. I got to be ready.
Are you really?
I am. I've been a secret long snapper since I was in high school. Actually, it was when I was a freshman. I used to tell everybody I was a varsity football player, and I was, but I didn't play a lick on any down other than punt.
Hold on a second. So you're like, hey, I'm on varsity, but you were the varsity long snapper on punting. That's what you were.
I was the varsity long snapper. Yeah, that was my pickup line. I would tell all the ladies that I was a varsity football player. Little did they know. I was only snapping the ball to all the good guys.
Long snappers are ladies' men, too, Travis Kelce. You just gave a whole bunch of people newfound hope right now, man. You just did that.
Shout out to the long snappers and the tight ends. We got National Tight End Day coming up this Sunday.
That's right.
Everybody get pumped up for
it. So you want to, is that Kittle's gig? Isn't that a Kittle creation?
Yeah, he brought it to life. He brought it to life, and now it's a holiday. Everybody's got to party their tail off and enjoy the tight ends. Everybody, all tight ends have to score a touchdown by the end of the game.
Okay.
I think they're actually going to implement the rule.
Is there incentive to have the best day so you can have bragging rights on tight end day with all these great tight ends in the league, Travis? Seriously.
You know what? I'm going to say that's kind of like the underlining thing, but I want all tight ends to have success. But, yes, I want to have the most success.
There may be an I in Travis, but he's a team player. There's also a TE in Travis Kelce. thanks for the call, brother. Always love our chats. Love our chats. Best to everybody there. Best to everybody there. And again, tell Mahomes to leave the rest of us a little bit of room as men, okay? Trying to impress people.
Will do. I'll pass it along.
Thank you.
Good to talk, guys.
Right back at you. It's Travis Kelce, everybody. Come on now. Leave us a little bit of room here.
Bar is high. I mean, this guy, jeez.
Girl dad, how about that? That is so cool. That is so cool. And there's Travis Kelce with the ring and all that bling right there. Oof. Look at that. That's a heck of a photograph. Denver for Kansas City is next. I just figured, you know, hey, that's where Mahomes got his taste, and you knew it that day. I mean, this is going to be it for Alex Smith. They had to know that this playoff run that they were going on with Alex Smith was going to be it.
They probably knew beforehand.
And I'll tell you what, because we saw, you know, the excitement that Ryan Fitzpatrick was having at seeing Tua out there. We thought, okay, he knew this was coming. He's on board for this sort of thing. And, oh, my gosh, the fact that Schefter got the information out before Flores could tell the team makes it even more difficult. So if you missed it, we'll get to that. Let's take a break here, and then Patton Oswalt will be calling into the show. There he is. Patton Oswalt at Arm's Length is the actor-comedian's latest venture coming up. And then wait till you hear what Ryan Fitzpatrick had to say. That's still here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, football fans. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know that you can watch Thursday Night Football live on Prime Video? That's right. It really is the future of football because you can catch all the action on any device almost anywhere in the world. You can choose your favorite announce team, including Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks, or Chris Long and Carey Champion from NFL Next. Get next-gen stats, too. Watch in-game replays on demand, all within Prime Video's X-Ray. Next-gen stats are real-time stats powered by AWS. No more waiting around. You can access the current stats anytime. Need to check how your fantasy player is doing? Well, this is the ideal way. Need to check how your fantasy player is doing? Well, this is the ideal way to stay up to speed. In-game on-demand replays are accessible on your remote, on Fire TV, or by turning your mobile device sideways. So, if you're a streamer or simply want the most custom way of watching Thursday Night Football, tune in live every Thursday starting October 8th. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. and kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. NFL Network simulcast subject to change. Thursday Night Football is presented by Bud Light Platinum. The NASCAR playoffs returns Sunday, 3:30 Eastern time on NBC SN. Texas Motor Speedway. I have been to that place. That is really? A very, very, very large facility.
What were you doing there?
I was doing something with a courtyard or something like that. Yeah, it was the...
Cool.
Yeah. It's quite a spot.
That's awesome.
SNBC.
SN at 3:30 p.m. Eastern.
Private Parts was on yesterday. I caught the last half hour. That movie is so good.
It's kind of like, you could say it's Paul Giamatti's coming out party, right?
I would say so, yeah. He's so young.
He was young
in that movie.
I had never seen or heard of Paul Giamatti before Private Parts.
Me neither, yeah.
Best acted by the real people movie ever, right? It's close. Got to be close.
Yeah, I would say so.
They were amazing.
What other movies are we talking about?
I mean,
where the guy plays himself. Where
the guy plays yourself.
Borat. Don't forget Borat. He's real.
I like you.
Don't forget Borat, Mike, is basically what I'm saying.
Don't click on why that's trending today.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on our program. Fun show already with Kyle Brandt and Chris Carter. Travis Kelce and Kyle Brandt had my next guest on his podcast this week. And you don't do that to the Rich Eisen show. You just don't do that to the Rich Eisen show. Seriously, if I was like Ellen, I'd be freaking out right now.
Well, no one would be allowed to look at you.
I'll stop it. I've known this guy for quite some time. Our children used to go to school together. That's how long it's been since I've known him. And I love his work. Phenomenal stuff from this man. He's in AP Bio, by the way, right here on Peacock. We can also mention that amongst many items, including his live virtual comedy show, Patton Oswalt Arms Length. Patton Oswalt here on the show. How you been, Patton?
I'm doing great. Rich, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Did we ever handle parking and traffic together in front of the nursery school together? Did we ever do that once upon a time? I seem to think that we might have put on the orange slicker.
Tuesdays. And then, although I may have filled in a few times, I feel like I know that Tuesdays was my day to go in and direct and, you know, move cars and wave people in and wave people off.
And you had to be that guy sometimes with parents. Move things along. Don't leave your car running without your keys in there. And it got dicey, Patton. I got to be honest with you.
It got a little dicey, and it also got it was a weird lesson in, wow, I could actually slide pretty quickly into fascism if I'm given just the tiniest bit of authority. Because I was very much about, no, that is not how we do this. You've been here 3 weeks. You already know this. There's no excuse. Like, because I would get. You know, there's kids walking along, and people were, like, rushing into the driveway and almost hitting people.
Of course.
Like, I would get really, really, like, wound up about it. I would get really angry.
Well, if all you need to do is just give me one orange vest slicker to make me feel like I'm in charge, you know, and I just become a different person, you know? It's like, you know.
It was really weird how you would put that on and go, well, you know, I do have authority here.
I do. As a matter of fact, you need to move your car up 2 inches. I'm going to be that guy, you know, like I did that. I just have a memory that I think I did it with you once, at any rate. Been there, done that, essentially.
Oh, boy.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
What have you been up to in the pandemic, sir, other than just doing a ton of work? But have you just been hanging out? What have you been up to, sir?
Isn't that a weird question to ask people now? Because we all know, in a way, a version of what we're doing. I'm home, trying to stay active, learning. I mean, I'm sure you had to very quickly scramble to learn how to be your own engineer, lighting guy, sound guy. Like,
yes.
Have to do everything in your home, basically.
Yes.
You know, now you are a mobile production facility.
Yes, sir.
But not by choice, by necessity.
Yes, sir. Just give me a light and a laptop, and I can make magic, Patton. That's all I need is a light and a laptop.
I'm telling you, I spent all day yesterday. I got a new set of ring lights and a new microphone, and I was so excited. It was sad. I've become. You know what? This is how, like, old people tell stories about their lives.
Yes.
When they get to the point where, like, a trip to the CVS is exciting and you actually want to tell someone about it, and they're like, "I don't care that you went to see it. No, but I left my house. I was in the car, and I drove, and do you know when I put the, it's like, yeah, you're just excited to be outside. You haven't been outside
exactly.
In a long time.
Exactly. Well, what about flipping around on TV throughout this time, being indoors, and seeing something that you forgot you were in? Is there anything that's happened to you?
Wait a minute. When did that happen? Oh, they were showing a movie one night called Observe and Report. It's a Seth Rogen movie.
Okay.
And I forgot that I was the toaster bun manager, and he shoves my head into a toaster oven at one point in the movie. Which was, I was like, how did I forget that Seth Rogen shoved my head into a toaster oven? I think I'd remember that.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. You'd think you would remember something like that. I don't.
Wouldn't that burn itself into my head?
I know. That is something else. But also, I guess in this time and age, I've become, because of, sports and whether a game's going to be on or not, I've kind of become a practicing epidemiologist trying to learn all this stuff, you know. I never thought I would have to know about public health, to talk about whether, a game's happening or not. So,
well, I'm going to ask you something because I don't know. I don't have a perspective on this. I don't really follow sports.
Yes, sir.
But obviously they started playing baseball again, and I guess they've started playing. They played a season of NBA basketball.
Yes, they did. They bubbled up in Disney World, actually, Patton. They sent a whole bunch of people to Disney World.
But what was it like for you as a sports fan watching games and its empty stands or cutouts? Did that affect your watching it? Was it a different experience?
No, because it you know what? It was weird. It was weird to start, to be very honest with you. It was a little bit. Yeah. It was a little weird to start. But once you realize that the athletes themselves were treating it with the professionalism and the competitive value that was normal, that I lost myself. I didn't think about it. I really didn't think about it. It was just, I was just thrilled to have it again, to between, I guess, March and May or March and June, doing a show like this every single day when you don't know if sports are going to return and you're talking about what's going on in the real world more than what people would expect from a show like this. It was unique. Let's put it that way,
It also must have felt weird because you're like, hey, guys, I'm sorry if you're tuning in. I know I'm supposed to be your escape from the real world.
That's right.
But none of us can escape it right now, so I kind of have to talk about it.
Right.
I wish I could give you some – I wish we could argue about this new running back that everyone thinks is overrated and I can take calls and we could scream at each other. But that's just not happening. I'm going to try my best. Right? I don't know what to do. What do we do?
That was accurate except for the part about the screaming. I like to just have normal, nuanced conversation, Patton. You know what I mean?
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, at least that's the way I could at least put my head on the pillow at night. Although there are some other people in my industry that would think differently. I don't know.
Hey, you know what show I discovered during this? And I'm late to this show, by the way. I discovered it 2 weeks ago.
What's that?
Blew through it. Is that show on Apple TV called Ted Lasso?
Oh, God. How great is that with Sudeikis, right?
I am so blown away by it is the simplest premise. And the premise, when you see it, he's a good old boy who comes to England to coach soccer. You're like, okay, I can think of maybe five jokes for that.
Right.
And that's all it's going to be. And it is the deepest, funniest, they take what seems to be this premise shouldn't work or it should get boring immediately. And it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I've heard the same thing. My wife and I we're currently binging Schitt's Creek right now. We're trying to get through it. Our children don't go to sleep on time, and we're wiped out. And if we can watch one or two of them, we're lucky. But Ted Lasso might have to be next once we're through all that.
I'm really jealous that you're going to get to watch Ted Lasso for the first time.
Okay.
Like, that's one of those shows that when you recommend it to someone, they go, I haven't seen it yet. You don't go, how have you done it? You just go, I'm so jealous you're going to get to see it. I wish I could erase it from my brain and watch it again for the first time.
No kidding. How about that?
It's that good. And again, you're going to watch the beginning and go, well, there's no way this can sustain. It's like five jokes. And then you realize, oh, no. This is about so much more.
Well, I guess then we should
I'm not going to spoil it.
No, that's good. I've been using this phrase a lot. I've seen it from all the CNN anchors these days. We'll just leave it there. That's how they finish conversations. We'll just have to leave it there. And then also, again, I guess I'm mandated to say, since I'm on Peacock as well, and we did have Glenn Howerton on a couple weeks ago, AP Bio is right here. It's survived. It's back. It's pretty cool to see, Patton. Oh, did I lose him? Did I leave it there? Did we actually lose him by leaving it there?
You might have.
Is he gone?
Hold on.
Let's see.
Put him on hold.
Put him on. Do you think he really meant that? That was the end of the conversation. He can't mean that. Oh my gosh. We're also not having issues with our phone system either. But anyway, AP Bio is available on Peacock. Maybe we can get him back on or something like that. I should also mention as well, Patton Oswalt, Arm's Length, taking place this very Friday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on the virtual platform on onlocationlive.com to get your tickets. Spend an hour with Patton if your Wi-Fi can handle it. And I'm assuming our Wi-Fi is fine out here again.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
We're just calling back.
Onlocationlive.com/Patton Oswalt.
I've had a few friends tell me to watch
Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah. Same.
I haven't seen it. I don't have Apple TV, so I haven't watched it yet. But
I heard it's funny. Everyone's talking about
Ted
it.
Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. Got a mustache.
Okay. All right, let's take a break, and if we'll come back, and if Patton's here, that's great. If not, then we'll just do your news update, which is Le'Veon Bell has spoken.
Yeah, we got a lot of sound.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick has spoken, and Mike McCarthy has spoken. And if Patton Oswalt is available to speak, we'll get back to that in just a couple minutes right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Peacock and our radio audience will join us in about 60 seconds time, and that's when we'll... is Patton back on the phone line?
He is.
Great. It's one of those things, you know, where it's timing is everything, and we'll bring him back when the radio audience returns in now less than 50 seconds, that when you say, we'll leave it there, and then you ask a question, and then... gone. I honestly thought like Kaiser Soze. Yeah. Poof.
Never seen again.
Gone. Never see him again. But thankfully, he's going to get back. And then after just we'll finish up the conversation, and then your news update will. We have Le'Veon Bell talking today, right? As Travis Kelce said, he met with the media.
Le'Veon Bell talking and Ryan Fitzpatrick talking.
That is just. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
So sad.
I know, right? Didn't expect to lose his job to Tua.
He did
didn't
not.
Expect it, but it actually happened, and it happened. Out of the blue. Wow.
Yeah.
So we'll get on that in just a couple of minutes here to finish up our Wednesday show here on the Rich Eisen Show. That we are now back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mightier 1090 and the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Patton Oswalt, are you still there? Are you back? Do I still have you?
I'm still here. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, man.
It's all good. It's all good. I just said we'll leave it there, and then you said you it was gone. I thought I had said something. So let's talk about, I mentioned the website just in case we were not going to get you back. Oh, onlocationlive.com/Patton Oswalt to see your virtual comedy show, Patton Oswalt Arm's Length. I get that information is correct, right? I got that?
That is correct. That is this Friday, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. Go there, get a ticket, an hour of new material.
And so basically, you're going to be in your home and just talking, doing your stand-up act. And how does this work? How does it happen?
I'm going to be sitting in a very well-lit kitchen.
Very nice.
Because it has the best acoustics of all places.
Is that right?
And I'm just going to be talking about the world.
So you're not kidding when you got a new microphone and a new system that you were genuinely pumped up. Like, this is actually important for your gig.
Oh, this is an exciting moment in my last 6 months. This is definitely a highlight of my life. These last 6 months, I got a new microphone and lights.
Okay.
So tune in to hear my new mic and my new lights.
Okay. onlocationlive.com/Patton Oswalt. And I was mentioning as well, since we're on Peacock, that AP Bio, thanks to Peacock, is still alive, Patton.
Yes, they gave us a third season. God bless them. They let us do the best stuff on that show and still streaming. And I just watched the Katie Holmes Day episode yesterday. It's brilliant.
Now,
so brilliant.
Do you want to put a little bit more meat on that bone right there for everybody out there?
Well, again, there's so many. Basically, the writers thought of this idea for the episode. There's an episode where the town of Toledo celebrates Katie Holmes Day because Katie Holmes came from Toledo, and mm-hmm. it's this whole elaborate holiday that the town. That the writers made up, that the town like goes through, and it almost feels like a real thing, where they celebrate her career and her life, and it's there's so many surprises in it, and of course Jack Glenn Howerton, the star of the show, hates the idea of Katie Holmes Day is just now finding out about it. And then, like the Grinch, he tries to destroy it. but they just worked so many amazing variations on the Grinch that stole Christmas and the idea of what a holiday is. And, of course, everything that you need to know about Katie Holmes. It's pretty brilliant.
Well, as we know, Katie Holmes just makes your heart grow larger, I guess, to continue on with that Grinch.
Exactly.
At the very end of the day.
It grows 3 times larger.
It just it still works.
Oh, Rich.
Thanks, Pat.
That's the meaning of Katie Holmes Day.
There you go. I nailed it. I stuck the landing. At Patton Oswalt on Twitter and Instagram. Follow him. I do. It's a great follow with you, Patton.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. Thanks for the call. Let's do this again real soon. I'm one of those people. I need closure. Whenever a phone call drops off, even if you are just about to say goodbye, I'm one of those people who has to call up to say goodbye. So I'm glad that we got to do this.
Rich, that's so sweet. Thanks, man. Say hello to the lovely wife.
I will do that.
And I hope you guys are keeping safe, okay?
Right back at you. Thanks for the call, brother. That's Patton Oswalt, at Patton Oswalt on Twitter and Instagram. It is true. I do believe I did do, there was just in at these
parking lot?
At the school, like the nursery school, that's how long ago this was. We're talking about my 12-year-old now. Back then.
It would have been 2, 3?
Three, four, yeah. Okay. Right. And it was like this small little semicircle that could only fit like 3 cars. on the outer ring, you might be able to fit 4, but the inner ring, it's just 3. And people would have to be waiting down the street to get onto this little semicircle to pick the kid up.
Makes sense.
And if somebody would just not move their car all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
Or worse, go to get their kid and not leave the car running and the keys in the car. So your job was to not only wave the cars in to park, but to move the cars up. Oh, my gosh.
It's not fun. I've done traffic control at a school.
Have you really?
When I was a cop, more than once. Yeah, that was one of our assignments.
Did people lip at you?
No.
Give you some lip?
No. When you're out there like that, they ain't fooling around. Now, if I pulled in and you were like sitting there going, come on, I'd be like laughing.
Or where your keys, ready. let me put my hands on the wheel of your luxury vehicle.
I mean, it's like, yeah, you just got to move. It's not hard, not easy to do, Rich.
Big.
It's a lot of work.
All right, speaking of a lot of work, Chris Brockman, you've got a large news update to do here to wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Go ahead and hit it, please.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
By the way, in terms of mentioning Borat, I just used that as an example. I had no idea it was in the news whatsoever.
I had no idea
why it's in the news from before when Mike said that Private Parts was the best acted movie in the history of movies by the people playing themselves.
Yep.
I don't know of many other films, and I just decided, let's have fun. I'll choose one of the Sacha Baron Cohen characters.
Sure.
OMG is all I have to say.
Uh-huh, yep.
All right, Chris, what do you have over
there? Okay, Jerry Jones talked yesterday, and he spoke before Jane released her anonymous Cowboys quotes.
Okay, he did.
But this is Jerry on his radio show talking about Mike McCarthy.
The good thing is that I know what he's experienced. He won a Super Bowl going up through the wild card side. So you know how to adjust, overcome things when you have that kind of accomplishment on your record. What we don't have to worry about is he capable of coaching a team to the ultimate, and he very much is. He's outstanding, to say the least, with his experience. He has great football fundamental basics. And with that, you build on that.
Okay, so Jerry with some, praise for Mike McCarthy, who's taken a lot of heat this week.
But McCarthy did speak after Jane Slater's anonymous quotes were made public, correct?
Yes.
About saying that the coaches don't know what they're doing and that the coaches can't adjust on the fly and it's a total, complete mess.
Yeah, so he responded to that afterward yesterday about the disconnect between players and coaches.
I think, like a lot of things, when you hit a part of your season or any challenge where there is negativity out there, you know, where and where it comes from and who it comes from. I mean, that's something that, you know, I've never chased, but I think you do have to recognize it. And I just really go back to my first meeting with the football team. I've always stated this to every team that I've coached. I think it's important to handle things as men. I mean, if you do have something to say publicly that is of, you know, of most importance, I think it's important to say it to the individual, particularly in a group dynamic setting, and especially in the game of football, especially for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that's all part of the development of our program, of the system that we're installing here. So I think that's just, you know, part of our flight right now. We don't like the way we played last night. You know, we had some areas that we started strong in, but you know, it's definitely not what we're looking for.
Definitely not what we're looking for.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you got the what were they really thinking?
Hold on. Yeah.
Can you find that one right there? Because he can't really say what he's really thinking.
What were they really thinking?
Oh, yeah. I'd like that. Just,
I love that.
Sometimes you need to dress things up a little bit.
We got you.
Here's what Mike McCarthy's really thinking. Who the hell said that? Because you want to talk about unhelpful. You know, say what you will about me and my coaches, but there's a door. You don't like it, you can walk through it. And there's a door. That's mine, that's open. So why don't you walk through that one and tell me what the hell's on your mind? Because as much as you may think I may not know what I'm doing and I may not be giving off the impression in the building that I know what I'm doing, I do know what I'm doing. Or at least I'd like to think so. And it's not my doing that our quarterback's leg got snapped and every single offensive lineman is hurt and Zeke put the ball on the ground twice. But I'm not going to be calling him out publicly for putting the ball on the ground twice. And I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse about the offensive lineman or the fact that the quarterback's leg got snapped. But we need to pull this damn thing together. And I'm not firing Mike Nolan unless Jerry Jones is going to make me do it. And even then, I might not. So you're here, I'm here. Let's go beat the Washington football team. Honestly, what's he supposed to say to the media?
Yeah, I don't know.
And if he's not thinking that, then the Dallas Cowboys have got a real big problem. What else do you have over there, Chris?
Okay, new Chiefs running back Le'Veon Bell. Travis Kelce said that they talked to the media. He did talk to the media.
So Travis was not lying to us.
He was not lying to us.
He's a truth teller.
He told us the truth, and Le'Veon Bell spoke on why he chose to go to Kansas City.
You know, when I had the opportunity, you know, once I was, you know, a free agent, you know, talking to Coach Reed, just over in that course, it's like it was just kind of undeniable to come, try to come here, help this team. You know, any ways that I can help him out, you know, being an opportunity to play with Coach Reed is just going to be, you know, magnificent for me. So, play with these players around, you know, Patty Mahomes. I never played with a player, you know, MVP wise, you know, so, it's going to be fun. You know, I think it's a lot of weapons. It's going to be fun for me.
Did you hear what I heard?
That's got a touch of the Kyrie to it, doesn't it?
Did you hear what I just heard?
Touch of the Kyrie.
Le'Veon.
Did he also go flat earth later on?
I don't know.
Touch of the Kyrie. I've never played with somebody as talented as Mahomes. Well, he's never got a vote for MVP, but your quarterback kind of won twice before you arrived.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Can I also give what were they really thinking for Le'Veon Bell?
A bonus, what were you really thinking?
Bonus.
What were they really thinking?
Okay, here we go. Here's what Le'Veon Bell was really thinking. Okay, look, when I had some options here, was I going to go to Buffalo and freeze my ass off? I've already done that. If I'm going to freeze my ass off, I'm going to go with a guy in Pat Mahomes and Patrick, sorry, Mom, I don't want to piss you off, even though I just called him Patty.
Yeah.
But, you know, Miami was very enticing to me. I mean, because I do love South Beach, and I do love living there, and, you know, the state tax and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I screwed up by going to the Jets. The Jets are even worse in terms of screws up. I need to rehabilitate my game and image in time so I can actually make up the money that I left on the table in Pittsburgh. Why shouldn't I sign with Kansas City? And by the way, thanks to the Jets for screwing it up so bad to let me sign with Kansas City. And did I say that I never played with an MVP quarterback before? I'd like to retract that statement because I don't want to create a whole hoo-ha, which is, I'm sure, a phrase that Lev's not thinking about. He's going to be so good there.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be so great there. I don't think, and even don't take the cheese, don't fall for the banana and the tailpipe to the tune of 7 rushes, 35 yards, 3 catches, 25 yards, and Edwards-Helaire gets the lion's share of the snaps in game one. Don't fall for that banana and the tailpipe if that's what, in fact, emerges as bananas and tailpipes against Denver, which is a serious defense, as we saw in New England, and also is a difficult place to play. As Travis Kelce says, he's out of breath just walking up the steps. And as we know, Lev hasn't gotten a lot of touches in the last year and a half. The next week, the New York Jets roll into town. And oh boy, this is just a warm-up act. This is off Broadway. This is like Waiting for Guffman right now for them, okay? This is like him putting together the stools, you know, and having, you know, the local production of Backdraft against Denver. And that's no disrespect to Denver. I'm just saying that that's a huge stage coming up for Lev. That's what I'm really thinking. What else, Chris?
Okay, so Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I didn't think, by the way, I would equate Waiting for Guffman with Le'Veon Bell, but
how could you?
That's why you come to the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else is doing that.
No. So as we've been talking about the last 2 days, Dolphins going to Tua as their starting quarterback now.
Yeah, this is something.
So Ryan Fitzpatrick met the media today and talked about getting told by Brian Flores that he's no longer the starter and what that was like for him.
My heart just hurt all day. Like it was heartbreaking for me. You know, and I, Flo kind of said what he said and said what he said to you guys as well. And that's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And obviously, you know, we've talked in the past, me and you guys about, you know, how I'm the placeholder and this eventually was going to happen no matter, it was just a matter of kind of when, not if, and, it broke my heart yesterday, and you know, it's a tough thing for me to hear and to now have to deal with, but you know, I'm going to do my best with it.
This game, man, this National Football League, which, as you know, stands, as Jerry Glanville once pointed out, as stands for not for long. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been at it a long time. And, you know, I have my fun with his length of his career in multiple stops, as I pointed out earlier, that he set a record for most wins by a quarterback on different teams against the Jacksonville Jaguars earlier this year. That actually happened after a Thursday night in which he balled out and then showed up in, you know, like 70s gear, it looked like, with his chest hair hanging out and him with his flowing beard and flowing chest hair and telling his wife to put the kids to sleep and watching him score touchdowns with his legs and throw it with his arm. And just, it's an infectious game that he has, not just watching it as a fan, but knowing what it means to a teammate to see him balling out the way that he does and being a prepared professional as he is and seeing him rooting on Tua. I even wondered yesterday, maybe they knew at the time this was the changing of the guard, and I feel so silly for saying that. And I feel for him and also for Miami. And don't blame Schefter. don't blame Adam. It's his job is to find out information and then let us all know. But clearly everybody found out through Adam Schefter's remarkable and popular Twitter account what they hadn't yet told Ryan Fitzpatrick, who deserves better than that. And, you know, maybe the no way out hunt for that mole is on in the same way that it's on for whoever, I'll say it, in the Fox Sports world or wherever somebody thought it was funny or cool or good to have what Joe Buck and Troy Aikman said. That's not even a hot mic. That was a microphone that wasn't meant to be heard by anybody. Nope. And it got leaked out. Maybe that hunt for that mole is on too. But this game will just make you exhilarated and filled with life and love for another and love of a game and love of a craft. And then it'll just gut you when you don't deserve it. And it's not like Tua is the one with the knife, or clearly Brian Flores isn't the one with the knife either. I'm sure it did not take, he didn't take any pleasure in delivering that news to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, by the way, is one snap away from being required to be the guy he was in his last snap that he took for Miami before giving away to Tua. He's got to be there. And he's got to be there in a way that's supportive of Tua and is supportive of the team, because they could turn back to him within one snap, as we saw with Dallas. I mean, we all know it's a cruel game in so many ways, but it's a beautiful game, and it's a game that we love so much, and it just is something that Ryan Fitzpatrick deserves better, and I just feel for him.
Yeah, he had a couple other quotes we didn't have, but he said, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind yesterday, like, is this it? Like, was this my last game as an NFL player? Said he has no idea about next season, and he's not the type of guy to go in there and ask or demand a trade or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
man,
such a bummer. He said, I've been a starter. I've been benched all kinds of different ways, but this was kind of the first place other than Buffalo that I've been fully committed and invested. I felt that it was my team.
Mm. Don't forget, again, when he did go on that run with the Jets only to fall short in the playoffs, he was brought in to be Geno Smith's backup and suddenly became the starter because Geno had his face rearranged by his teammate, which is another Jet highlight of the last decade plus. Whew. A crazy sport that'll just make you love it and hate it all at the same time, but you can't be without it. And I feel for Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, again, just think about it. Don't forget Drew Bledsoe with his $100 million contract and took New England to the playoffs and then lost his job due to injury as Bill Belichick, as a coach, probably didn't want but had to do. And then who got him to the Super Bowl that year?
Bledsoe had to come in because Brady turned his ankle in the AFC
Championship game. You never know. Yeah. You never know. Wow. I want to thank Chris Carter, Kyle Brandt, Travis Kelce was delightful, Patton Oswalt as well, and you. Albert Breer is going to be our first guest up tomorrow. We've got a lot of other tricks up our sleeve for our Thursday program.
Nice.
Nobody caught top, right, or gun in our poll question, right?
No.
65%.
Tail didn't get any.
Best Tom Cruise 80s movie, Top Gun.
Mike, don't use that as a drop.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I guess we need to go 90s movie for
Cruise.
Oh,
we could do
Cruise.
That. We could easily do that tomorrow if you want.
Wow, man. What a day in the NFL. And it's just the middle of a week. So tomorrow we'll get you set for the Week 7 kickoff between the 1-4-1 Eagles.
All right.
And the 1-5 New York Football
Throw
Giants.
Throw the records out when the Eagles and Giants.
You can't.
Play, guys.
You can't, because I'll tell you what.
First place.
On the line.
On the line.
And you know Buck and Aikman will have fun with that. It's a big rivalry.
It's a big game.
And it is a big game. It is a large game. But Buck and Smoltz will call game two of the World Series tonight between Blake Snell and Tony Gonsolin. We'll talk about that on our Thursday program. For those of you who are watching us streaming on Peacock, stay tuned. There's still more to come as we get you set for Brother from Another. But to the Rich Eisen Show radio audience on Sirius XM and the mightier 1090 locally and around the country, we say thanks for taking in this show.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah!
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
We'll start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.